You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this is exactly what I was talking about when I said there was no way on earth I would vote for Donald Trump. And we're seeing it over the last couple of days as it relates to a political assassination here in Minnesota. It's Jason. Welcome to Drive Time with DeRussia. I would love to hear from a Donald Trump supporter, a voter, who can defend what we have been seeing today. And I got to be honest, I hesitated to even bring up this topic because so much of us have been thinking about turning down the political temperature, and I don't want people to make this incredibly personal or incredibly angry. But I am so disappointed at the president of the United States acting like an absolute baby. An absolute baby, like a man child, refusing to reach out to the governor of Minnesota in an absolute horrific political assassination in our state because he doesn't like Tim Walz, because he thinks Tim Walz is a disaster. This is America. This is the president of the United States of America, just an absolute child. 651-461-9226. Somebody make it make sense to me. It started over the weekend. He was like, maybe I'll call him. Maybe I won't. We'll see. Now, at the same time, you got J.D. Vance, who is acting like an absolute adult, a leader, the vice president of the United States, when in the middle of a manhunt for a political assassin. The vice president calls the states like, hey, we got you. The FBI's on it. Department of Justice is on it. We're here for the people of Minnesota. This approach from the president of the United States, I believe, is part of the problem with our discussions about politics today, and that is that we make everything so damn personal. It's got to be, you know, oh, I can't call Minnesota because Tim Walz is a disaster. Grow the hell up. Are you kidding me? All right, I said I wasn't going to get mad. But it just makes me so mad. Here is the sound. I was talking to Adam Carter about this today. I'm like, Adam, I don't even know if I want to bring this up because I'm not sure I can do it without, you know how I get. Like, I'll start like around here, a temperature, like I'm around, you know, I'm around 250. I'm always like around 250. You're kind of warming up the oven. And then something happens and all of a sudden, before you know it, you're the broiler is firing hot. Let's go. Here's Donald Trump. Defend it. Someone defend this to me, because I cannot make any sense out of it. It is so disappointing. And to me, it absolutely goes to the fact that character has to be an issue when you step in the ballot box. We cannot just reduce everything to, well, you know, I think this will be good for my pocketbook or for my taxes or for the economy. And so, too bad that the guy's a jerk. Here it is.
On Minnesota, there were a lot of horrific details that came out today about the suspect who's been charged there. Have you called the governor yet or been able to speak to any of them?
I don't really call him. He appointed this guy to a position. I think the
governor, pause it right there, Dan.
I'm so whacked out. I'm not calling him. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
All right, so I want to play it. I want to play it again because already we have, like, you know, the president in chief, the social media poop talker here. Wow, he appointed the guy. You're the president of the United States. You should have better information than that. So, Dan, play the start of what he said. So, and I'll talk over the beginning of this because this is a reporter on an airplane. So it's like, it's like, you know, Minnesota's been through a lot. We learned a lot more.
Have you called the governor?
I don't really call him. He appointed this guy to a position.
All right, stop right there. He appointed this guy to a position. There are still people kind of spreading that around on social media. And it's totally understandable if you don't have your, you know, arms around how these kind of political appointments work in Minnesota. But there are 140 some advisory boards in the state of Minnesota. And the suspect in this case was appointed by Governor Dayton, reappointed by Governor Walz. And I was talking to a friend of mine last night who sits on one of these like tech entrepreneur advisory boards. And he said on the application, they do ask you if you have political association, but you don't have to answer it. And in the case of the suspect in the political assassination in Minnesota, his initial application did not indicate any sort of political affiliation. To be appointed to a board like this is not political. It doesn't mean you're an associate of the governor. It does not mean anything other than you applied. There was an opening. Maybe it was for the because they liked the company you work for. They liked the city you were from or somebody recommended you. So for the president of the United States to be just spewing out something that he probably saw on social media is the peak of irresponsibility outside what he continues to say about the governor. We'll keep playing it from where we are.
He appointed this guy to a position. I think the governor of Minnesota is so whacked out. I'm not calling. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue.
The guy doesn't have a clue. All right. Like, first of all, you don't call the governor because you're giving him and Trump knows this. He was the president before. I feel like, was he more decent the first time around and now just doesn't care? This is enough. Enough. And I will share some of the text coming in. But for those of you who are coming with the, well, you know, Walz did it. Walz did this wrong. Walz did that. I will address that. Because there was a time that I was an 8-year-old boy. And that was how I had arguments. If I got in trouble, I'd try to blame my brother. Well, Dan did this. What is wrong with you people that this is where we're at? That is the response? I will say what I wish Minnesota's governor said today. You heard in the news the statement that the governor's office issued. I think it was incomplete. I'll tell you what I wish Tim Walz said. And I do want to understand if you can defend this, try harder than Tim Walz said some mean things. Because this is not about any one person. And this is where our politics has absolutely lost its way. This is about all of us. 651-461-9226. Are you as irritated as I am? Because I... Even knowing what we know, to me, this is a new low. 651-461-9226. Drive time coming back in just a minute.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Walls back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Tim Walz has had his part in the name calling and the escalation, right? The rhetoric, for sure. That has nothing to do with a president who had empathy, integrity, desire to lead, calling Minnesota and just saying, look, we got the whole federal government behind this and behind you. Go get justice for the citizen legislature and legislator and her husband, who were politically assassinated. Simple. He just can't. He can't. Governor Walz's spokesperson responded today saying Governor Walz wishes that President Trump would be a president for all Americans. But this tragedy isn't about Trump or Walz. It's about the Hortman family, the Hoffman family, the state of Minnesota. and the governor remains focused on helping all three heal. I wish, and maybe he will at some point, but I do wish that Governor Walz would take some accountability for using terms like Gestapo and, you know, pushing back as personally as he has in some times. But this is no like, oh, it's equal. Like, well, Walz does it, Trump does it. No. Donald Trump is the president of the United States in a time of a political assassination in one of the states. That president refuses to call the governor because, quote, he's a mess. The guy doesn't have a clue. Pathetic. James is in Chanhassen on the CCO Talk and Text line. I appreciate you calling in, James. How do you kind of justify
it?
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what, Jason? I love you and I love the show. And I don't always agree with you. Today, I don't agree with you. So I think you are so far off base that you do not think that Governor Walz's rhetoric is problematic. It is absolutely.
Now, when did I say it wasn't problematic? I said I wish he would apologize for it.
You want the president to call this guy who has created ICE agents to become harmed. He has called just awful things, that he's a dictator, that he's starting the Gestapo. He just said recently, we need to elevate this. Governor Walz has got blood on his hands over this situation. And you know,
How do you say that? Why does
he's saying we need to bully the shit out of Trump.
Yeah. Can't say that. So, again, what James is saying is he did it. He did it, too. Is that's good enough for us? That's fine. Well, you know what? If we have a massive flood or if we have tornadoes wipe out one of our towns, the man-child president of America is going to say, like, good luck, Minnesota, because my feelings are hurt because Come on. Jason, this is gaslighting at its worst. Most can't stop blaming Biden for every screw-up. Are we capable of having a conversation about the situation in front of you? Well, you know, once, like, Bill Clinton was really mean to... Like, come on. The Biden administration was way worse, says another texter. Don't you remember how the Biden administration was not way worse. I mean, I'm not really here to weigh, like, who's worse, who's this, who's that. I'm looking at this situation when our state is faced with an absolute horrifying scenario. For 2 days, a political assassin was on the loose. Trump's rhetoric has changed his country forever. Our children will suffer for it. I have always pushed back on this idea that Donald Trump is to blame for this. I think we as a society have allowed this to happen. The chasing of clicks and clout on social media. And frankly, I think the lack of in-person contact that we've had since COVID has all contributed to a coarseness, all contributed to sort of turning people into caricatures instead of people. And so it's easy to just go at them. It is so 8-year-old kid stuff, says another texter. Jeff is in Sauk Rapids on CCO. Jeff, you're on the air.
Jason, we haven't learned a damn thing.
No.
3 days later, after the assassination of a legislator and her husband, another legislator and his wife shot to hell.
Yeah.
An entire state's legislative body shaken to its core. And we haven't learned a damn thing because it don't quit. You earlier said that you had something you wish Governor Walz would have said. If he were sitting here right now with me, tell him for the rest of that man's tenure or yours, you ignore him. Just never, ever again dignify anything he says with a response of any kind. In the words of Chad Hartman, you're dead to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish Walls would proceed that way.
Thanks, Chef. I appreciate it. Texter, makes me sick to my stomach when people say Walls has blood on his hands. For what? So when Trump's words incite, does anything happen to him? You know, I think folks need to, everyone who has sent me a text defending Donald Trump, read those words, and would you accept that if your kids said it to you when they were in trouble for something? Like this. Governor Walz uses hate speech. Did Walz call Trump when he was nearly assassinated? I mean, what are you talking about? The president calls states when there are natural disasters, when there are moments of tragedy. It should not be that hard for the president of the United States to say, I'm calling to support the people of Minnesota. I don't give a damn who the governor is. I don't care if I like him or if I don't. And the fact that people are doing backflips to try to justify this about Joe Biden said this and Tim Walz said that, you're missing the point. The point is that we're making this so personal. You are giving politicians the license to make it about each other instead of making it about us. That's what you're doing. Texter says, I got cut off. Yeah, there are certain words you can't say on the radio, so we had to cut you off. Trump sent the federal prosecutor to prosecute the case. He is using his administration, but he doesn't need to call Walz and do a kumbaya with Walz. You are correct. The president does not need to do a grown-up leadership thing. He doesn't. The prosecution will continue. Life will go on. But here today, Tuesday, just a couple days after Melissa Hortman got a knock on the door by someone who had a list of Democratic legislators that he decided it was a good idea to go out and try to kill. Today, you have given permission for the president of the United States to be a baby and say he's not calling the state to give support because it will be a waste of time, because Tim Walz is a disaster. Come on. You have elected a president who is a child. And we're going to have conversations in the coming years about issues. There are going to be plenty of times where I agree with Donald Trump on a certain issue. I will never support him as a man, because this is not what I want my kids to be like when they get older. This is not what I want my young men to grow up to. And this isn't what you should want either. And I think if you were being honest, you would admit that. It's 3:31. We're going to do weather and traffic together. And you know what? Like, what do you think, Dan? Should we give away some concert tickets?
Let's do it.
I think you guys need some. You need some concert tickets. We're going to do that. Name that tune for Keith Urban tickets right now. 6-5. You can love Trump. You can love Walz. You can hate politics in general. Do you love Keith Urban and winning free tickets? We will give away tickets to the Keith Urban Show in St. Paul coming up this September. Let's go. Name that tune at 651-461-9226. We'll have some fun on a Tuesday here on Drive Time.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.